USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump puts his signature on the $2.2 trillion COVID-19 relief package that will help American workers and businesses. On the House floor, New York Democrat Max Rose says this bill is what's needed to help save our country.
I rise today in support of this bill because our frontline soldiers of this war, our nurses and our doctors, need masks. I rise today because days from now, weeks from now, New Yorkers will need thousands of more ventilators.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says COVID-19 is in every parish across his state and that the money that the feds are giving will be a great help.
We do know that Louisiana is estimated to get $1.8 billion in direct federal aid from the federal government.
The Dow closed down 915 points to finish the week at 21,636. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you can relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. The great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So, yes, they can help share your needs, too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Airbnb is introducing a new program to help first responders. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Airbnb is giving 100,000 healthcare workers around the world free housing during the pandemic. The company's co-founder says hosts want to support those on the front lines of it, and they can offer their homes and apartments through the Open Homes platform. It was created in 2012 for emergency housing. If hosts can't do it for free, Airbnb will still waive all fees.
Health experts say Mardi Gras celebrations may have contributed to the rising coronavirus death rate in New Orleans. Infectious disease control experts say Mardi Gras celebrations were likely a catalyst for the outbreak. Over a million people crammed into the city for the event in late February. The New Orleans mayor is claiming there were no red flags or she would have canceled the celebration. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Many restaurants are facing tough financial times due to the coronavirus outbreak, which has caused several cities and states to force restaurants to shut down their dining rooms. Top chef, judge, and restaurant owner Tom Colicchio tells Fox News.
Our workers are really hurting right now, and what they're looking for is to know that they're going to have a paycheck, know that the there's money in the stimulus package for restaurant workers, and not only our workers, but for everybody up and down our entire supply chain, including our suppliers, our fishermen, our farmers, our liquor companies, people who deliver linen, making sure our rent can get paid. And, you know, we're looking for guaranteed loans, actually forgiveness of guaranteed loans, because we can't layer on a bunch of debt, and we believe the restaurant industry, especially the independent restaurant industry, that we're uniquely positioned to get as many stimulus dollars through our payrolls to our employees. We're talking at least 13 million people. So they can take care of their families and, more importantly, so they can stay home. Because right now we have to stop the spread of this virus. We're not going to have an economy. We're not going to have restaurants that will open up. And so, but we feel optimistic right now.
For more news, please remember you can always find us online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.